We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Before we go further in the sugya, let us see Taisvis. Viboy Yisayme Shutves Oivet Kechovim Betchume Rabbonon Chiyuvim Mechayvi. We have a few mahalchim. We had a previous mahalach with the machlekes, Rabbi Loi and the Rabbonon, by Reishis Hageis, if Shutvis is Chayiv. Rabbi Loi held that we learn out Reishis Hageis from Trume, just like by Trume, Shutvis Akum is Potter. So, Reishis Hageis, Shutvis Akum is also Potter. And then it says, Tzoyncha is coming to tell us that Shutvis Yisrael is also Potter. That is Shitas Rabbi Loi. And the Rabbanon hold, we don't learn out Reishis Hageis from Trume. See, even though Shutvis Akum is Potter by Trume, we don't learn out Reishis Hageis from Trume. So we say the Tzoyncha comes to be Mamayit Shutvis Akum. Then the Gemara said a second Mahalach, V'boi Yisayme Shutvis Akum betrume Rabbonon Chiyuvi Mechayvi. The Rabbonon hold that Shutvis Akum is Chayiv by Trume. So Memele, there's no kasha why I don't learn out Reishis Hageis from Trume, because Trume Shutvis Akum is Chayiv. So therefore, the Posik is only coming to tell us that by Reishis Hageis Shutvis Akum patas. And the Gemara brought a raya that Shutvis Akum is Chayiv by Trume, because we learned Yisrael by Vitkechom Shalok Rusoda B'Shutvis Tevel b'chulen morovim zeh bozeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds ein breire. So this tevel b'chulen morovim zeh bozeh after the chalukim. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer shal Yisrael chay v'shay b'tkechov and potter. And the whole machlokes is we hold yesh breire or ein breire. But even though the shutvis akum, they hold that shutvis akum is chayiv. So Mamela, you can't learn out Reishis Hageis from Trume. That is the Svara of the Chachomim, which are Chaylik and Rabbi Loi. So therefore, the Tzoyncha by Reishis Hageis is coming to be Mamayit Shutvis Akum. V'iboy Yisayma Shutvis Oivet Kechovim B'Trume Rabbonon Chiyuvi Mechayvi. Mitoich perish akuntres achrein mashme, de midigoncha leker limute shutvis oivet kechov. You cannot be memayet shutvis oivet kechovim. The svaru lachalek bein shal oivet kechovim legamri, bein shal shutvis. That means if we have a miut, will say that the meat is only going on the chele ka'akum. We say the chele ka'akum is potter. The chele Yisrael is chayiv. But to say that shutvis akum should potter the chele Yisrael, mehechit eis I should say such a thing. He says that all I say is the goncha is coming to tell us that dogon shel akum is potter. But I can't say that if this shutvis, that the chelik shel Yisrael also becomes potter. The svaru lechalik bein shel oivet kechov legamri, that which belongs completely to a goy, so that's potter. That's why I learn out the goncha. Bein shel shutvis, but to say that the chelik a Yisrael is potter, that I don't say. I will be gaze ein svara lechalik, but by gaze I can say that only the chelik ha'akum is potter, but the chelik Yisrael will be chayiv, shebechol behema o behema yesh loivet kechomim chelik bo, that means by a behema, by dogon, so every chelik of dogon is also called dogon, so memele, the goncha is only memayit, that dogon, you need the goncha, dogon shal Yisrael, dogon shal akum is potter, but dogon shal Yisrael is chayiv, so there's no tool of shutvis akum. Masha ain kain, by tzoin, you cannot, since ain shmoy olov, and the behemoth, the shutvis akum, you can't say that the tzoin belongs, the tzoin al kochach belongs to both of them. So, if the guy has a shutvis in it, so al kochach felt in tzoincha, it's not tzoincha. Shebechol behema behema yesh levit kechavim chelek bo. The guy has a chelek, v'lekerinen b'chodo minayu tzoincha. So I don't have a behema that's called tzoincha. So memele, so there shutvis akum patas. V'teima, so Tosfos asks a kasha on Rashi, dim kein, Ma itzterech l'rabbonon kro de tzoincha. So why do the rabbonon need a posik by reishis hageis to tell me that shutvas akum patos by reishis hageis? Homi de goncha darshinen v'loi shaloivet kechovim. We learn out from the goncha that al kaponim de chelek ha'akum is potter. V'yalfinim b'geiz d'shaloivet kechovim potter. Now by geiz we also will learn out that shaloivet kechovim is potter, that you could learn out geiz from dogam. V'kivin d'shaloivet kechovim potter, since the chelek ha'akum is potter, shal shutvis nami potter k'defrishis shein svara l'chalek. That means Tosfos asks, according to Rashi, why do you need tzoincha? Rashi explained that by Trume, the chelek ha'akum does not patter the chelek ha'Yisrael, because the goncha is shrei chelken oisei b'mide, v'krine b'et goncha b'chelke sh'Yisrael. That means even though they shutvis, and we'll see later in Rashi, b'chol chita v'chita de shutves akum, but al koponim, the chelek ha-Yisrael is called the goncha. So the chelek ha-akum, which is potter, is not a sibet to potter the chelek Yisrael. But by tzayin, I don't have, since the behema is Bishutvis, I don't have a tzoin of a Yisrael. It's so mele. So if the chelek ha'akum is potter, so we do not have tzoincha shel chiyuv. So frek Tosfos oiba zoi. So why do you need the whole tzoincha? If I can learn out from the goncha that the chelek ha'akum is potter, so al kochach by gaze you don't have tzoincha. You don't have tzoincha because you have the chelek ha'akum, and the chelek ha'akum is potter. That's Tosfos kasha. Yeah. She'ein svarah lechalek ela tzorich loyma. The lav svaru klal. So if I need tzoincha, so we see Rashi svar is not a svar. Da filu yodinim the shel oivet kechovim potter, mikomokim le yodinim the shel shutvis potter, v'shutvis oivet kechovim. V'hashtami de goncha yalfinen begeiz the shel oivet kechovim potter. I can learn that from the Goncha, the Shaloi V'Kechav Mespata, Pitzrach Tzoncha, L'Shel Shutvitz. So Taisvitz is Chaylik on Rashi. Taisvitz says that you do learn out from the Goncha. By the Goncha, there's no Ptur of Shutvitz Akum, because each chelik is bazunda, there's a chelik Yisrael and the chelik of Akum. So the chelik of Akum will not pater the chelik of the Yisrael. But by tzayin, so Taisvi says, so just like it doesn't pater by trume, without a special drosh of tzayin cholamayit shutvis Akum, it wouldn't pater by gaze either. So Taisvis says it's not automatic that even though I have here Shutvis Akum, but the Chelik Ayisrael should be Chayiv and Reishis Ageis. I'd just like to mention two things, perhaps to clarify the Divrei Taisvis. Rab Reuven is Mavaya, that from this Taisvis we see that the gather of Shutvis is that each Shutiv has a Chatzi Kinyan in the whole Dover HaMeshutiv. That means this Chaluke, and then there's before Chaluke. Before Chaluke, so we say that each Shutiv has a Chatzi Kinyan in the whole Dover HaMeshutiv. That is the Tait Shutvis. Now, if I hold Yesh Breire, so I say that since one of the Inyonim of Shutvis is it's Oymed Leicholek, so I say when there'll be Chaluke, so there's two Eifanim of Shutvis. There's a Shutvis when they're together, there's a Shutvis when the Oymed Leicholek. So in the Oymed L'Cholik, it was Nisbarer that each one possesses a half. And I know which, the half that was, they were Boicha later, that half belonged to him all along. If I hold Ein Breire, so it's impossible to be Mevarer in the Chalokim, which half belonged to each one. About Koponim, there's a Shutvis of is a shutvis of a chatzi kinyin in the whole Dover HaMeshutiv that each one has. So Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis says it's not a Dover poshet. Afilu shutvis akum is potter. Afilu akum is potter from Reishis Ageis, but it is not muchach that shutvis akum is potter. So Rab Reuven is Mavayer, because since the Yid has a Chatzi Kinyan in the whole Behemoth, so Memele, so could be this Chatzi Kinyan is a Machayev, because of his Chatzi Kinyan, there's a Chiyuv to give Reishis Hageis. I have a Chatzi Kinyan of a Goy that's not Chayev, so fine. Als the Chatzi Kinyan of the Goy, there's no Chiyuv, but also that does not pater. Mehechi Teisi, should I say that the Chatzi Kinyan of the Goy in the whole Tzoyin should pater the Chatzi Kinyan that the Yid possesses? Could be mitzad the Chatzi Kinyan that the Yid possesses, he's Mechuyiv and Reishis Hageis. And that is why I need a special miyut of Tzoyincha to tell me that no, there's a ptur of shutvis, that the chatzi kinyan of the goy patters the chatzi kinyan of the yid. That is the val now shita satayisvis. L'davoyne, I don't understand. We had a taisvis and daf kufla med beis omed aleph. There we had a din that by Matonis, we had a din that a Shutvis Koyen, Shutvis Akum, patters from Matonis, from Zroya Lechayayim Bekeve. And Taisvis asks, why is it Potter? We had it, if an animal is a half Chaya and half Behemah, so the din is Mitzad the Chalik of the Behemah, it's Mechuyev in Zroya Lechayayim Bekeve. Mitzad the chelik achaye, it's part of Zroya Chayim Bekeve. So the Gemara says, so half of the matonis, that means there's a behemah that is mitzad the chelik behemah sheboy is chayim matonis. Mitzad the chelik chaye sheboy is part of a matonis. She give half of a matonis. So Tosfos asks, if you have shutvis koyim, or you have shutvis akum, she should also give half of a matone. That was Taisvis Kashi. So Taisvis says, the hosem kol seyish sheboy mechayiv, v'hochel loy mechayiv kol seyish sheboy lekach potri legamri. So Taisvis says, if you have a behemoth that's half a seh and half a chayiv, so the seyish is chayiv and matonis. So you give a matone. The whole behem, the half of the behem is a chay. Good, so that half is not chay. But the tzad sheyish sheboy is chayiv legamri. Kol sheyish sheboy chayiv. V'hoche loimik chayiv kol sheyish sheboy lekach potri legamri. So here Taisva says a svore, that if you have shutvis koyin or shutvis or shutvis akum, so since the whole seyish aboy is not a machayev, now dachsmer, here we don't have a special posik to be mamayit shutvis akum. Taisvis dachsmer saying it misvore, that the machayev has to be, the whole seyish aboy has to be a machayev. And if the whole seyish aboy is not a machayev, so there's no chiyuv whatsoever. That's what Taisva says on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. And that's Behemison, what Rashi said also, that since there's a shutvis akum, so it's potel legamri, without a posik. Because you don't have, that's what Rashi said by us. And Taisva over here says, no, that afilu, the shutvis akum, I need a special posik of tzaincha, to be mamayit shutvis at the chelak ha-yisrael is potter. And without a special posik, I would say that mitzad, the bailis of the Yisrael, there should be a chiv and reishis ageis, even though the whole tzoin is not mechuyiv and reishis ageis. Only the chatzi kinyan of the Yisrael is mechuyev in reishis hageis. Taisa says with other pasuk there'd be a chiyev of reishis hageis. So I don't understand how this Taisa stems with Taisa and Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. But now Taisa himself says, "Ach leperish kama bekunteris." According to the first pshat in Rashi, his Rashi is tu mahalchem. If the goncha is going on digonakum, or the goncha is going on the chelika akum, and we say that akum is potter, that what grows mishel akum is potter from trumas amaisres. Ach leperish kama bekuntres, the goncha osa v'loi digonoi v'tkecham. So it comes out that ein kinyin la'akum lavkiya mikdushas oret. So it comes out, bechlal, there's no ptur by trume of the chelik akum. There's no ptur whatsoever. So the only ptur is written by tzaincha. So now let us just use this. Now Taisa says the two madreges. There's one madrege that chelik akum is potter. Then there's a second madrege to tell me that the chelik akum patos the chelik Yisrael. Now according to the first lashon in Rashi, I don't have any yediyah bechlal that the chelik akum is potter. And I learned that from Tzaincha two things. I learned that the Chelik Akam is Pata, and that the Patos, the Chelik Yisrael. So according to the first Lashon of Rashi, is Muchach, the way Rashi had said, that automatically I know if there's a Chelik that is Pata, so the whole thing becomes Pata. And this is like Tosfos and Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So not Achal Perish Kama Bekuntres, so I don't have a limud from Trumim that shall akum is pota. So chloima hai svara, the svara that Rashi says, that since I know that the chela ka akum is pota, automatically should for akum is pota. The ilay teima ochila rabbonim and allu the shutva soyve kechom and pota bereishes ageis. Eima tzoyncha mehutei shaloi vet kechom. Ashuvta soyve kechom chayiv alt the chelik of the Yisrael. So Taisva says, according to this lashon of Rashi, it's muchach Rashi svara. Now, let us go further in Rashi. He says, the Gemara had said, we have here, Yisrael boi v'kechom shalokhu sode b'shutvis. So we have here, Amachloikis Rabbi in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, what the din is. Rabbi says, Tevul v'chulun b'rovim zeh zeh. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, shal Yisrael chayiv shaloi v'kechom potter. And the Machlokes is Rabbi holds Ein Breire, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Yesh Breire. Now let us see Rashi on this Gemara. So Rashi shalokhu sode, shekano sode bishutvis, a purchase of sode bishutvis. So Rabbi holds Tevo v'chulin muravin zeboze, that there's Tevo v'chulin. So Rashi says, "Vafilu la'acha shechalku." Afilu afterwards they made chaluke. Loi amrinen yesh breire. Rabbi holds, I don't say yesh breire. Vechelka yishalevet kechovim holach loi. The chelik that the goy took, that was the chelik that was his. Vizeh chelik hamagia liYisrael, and the chelik that the yid took, that was his chelik. V'tevel gomeru. That means if I hold yesh breire, I can say that is how that was pshat in the kinyan ashutvis. That means in the chalokim, each shutev purchased a chalik. Which chalik did each shutev purchase? The chalik which will become nisbara later, bishas chaluke. If I hold Yesh Breira, I said, the Chaluke Ba'osit is Mevara, that this is the Chalik that each should purchase. So Memele, so I say, the Chalik that the Goy took, that was always his. So that's Chulin. The Chalik that the Yid took was always his. So that is Tevel. That's if you hold Yesh Breira. But if you hold Ein Breira, So I say, you can't say that the chalokim that were purchased, pishas tetchilas kinyan ashutves, were the chalokim which will be nisbar later, because I hold ein breire. The osid cannot be mevara, what will be done, but osid cannot be mevara, what was nikna lishaova. Because I hold ein breire. So memele, so wie stellt sich weg die Beilis? So the Beilis is v'gam zeh, so after the chaluke, v'gam zeh shen nisha chetshe tevel v'chetshe chulam. That means, so what the chelik that the Yid had taken after chaluke, so I don't say that this was always his chelik. They divided up now the field, and the two of the field, and the chelik that he got is a irvu v'achalokim. V'gam zeh shenisha chetshe tevel v'chetshe chulin. The yesh kinyin la'ovid kechovin Be'eretz Yisrael afkiya chelke miyad maisa. So we say that whatever the Yid got, all the chalokim, is half chulin and half devil. That means that if you hold in breire. So Rashi says, so fine, so the Yid has now his chalik, and that's Rebbe. So Yisrael v'kechom shalok rusod v'shutvis tevel v'chulen muravim zebozeh. So there's tevel and chulen, and I can't be mevara, which is the tevel, which is the chulen. V'ani shamati. So Rashi says, I heard she'ein lo takonim. So now you can never be misakin the tvua that the Yid got. If he's going to be mafresh, and there's tevel and chulin, I don't know which is the tevel, which is the chulin. Nimtza mafresh min aptur al achiv. So could very well be he's taking the chelika akum, which is chulin, and he's saying this should be trumor, this should be meiser on the tevel. So he's mafresh min aptur al achiv. So Rashi says, I heard that according to Rebbe, there's no tikkun whatsoever. V'li nire, Rashi says, I vehemently wish to disagree with this. Sheyesh lo takone b'shnei tzodim. Afilu yehod ein breire. And there's tevel v'chulim morovim zeboze. The tvue can be niskan fu tuayfanim. Now Rashi explains the tuayfan. Im yesh lo tevel mimoke macher. If he has tevel from mimoke macher, mafrish al zeh lefi chetzyoy, she'ein chayev elo chetzyoy. Now we'll see a moshul example. Let's say that there were 40 kul of tvue which were harvested from the field. 20 kul belongs to the goy, 20 kul belongs to him. Now, these 20 kul that belongs to him is chetzyoy is tevel, 10 kul is tevel, and 10 kur is chulen, because it's tevel v'chulen moravim zebozer. We'll see later in Rashi, b'chol chita v'chita, half is chulen and half is tevel. Which part is tevel, which part is chulen, have the faintest idea. But on kaponim, b'chol chita v'chita, half is chulen and half is tevel. So now, if he, after the chaluk, he got 20 kur of tvue, so really he has 10 kur of tevel. So if he has other tevel, so let him take one kul from the other tevel, and he should say, this should be meiser on the 10 kul. This should be meiser on the 10 kul. And because he only has to give meiser on 10 kul, the other 10 kul is chulin. And that means in the 20 kul, there's 10 kul which there are 10 kul which are tevel, so we'll take off meiser from his other tevel on this 10 kul. So im yesh loy tevel mimoke macher mafrish al ze lefi chetzyoy. So half of what he has is tevel. So on the half that is tevel, he'll take off meiser from his other tevel. Shein chayev elo chetzyoy. He's only chayev. There's only 10 kul of tevel, even though he got 20 kul. V'im ein lo tevel acher, what if he doesn't have other tevel? Mavrish minei ubei lefi kulei. So then he'll take off from, he has 20 kul, so he'll take off 2 kul, and he'll say these 2 kul should be meiser and the 20 kul. V'hi kulay, kegay, im yesh loy esrim, if he has 20 kul, mafrish shnayim mehem, so he's mafrish 2 kul. Now when he's mafrish 2 kul, he's really, 2 kul of his, is really 1 kul of tevel, because the other kul is chulim. So by taking off 2 kul from 20 kul, he's really taking off 1 kul from 10 kul. That's what he's doing. Because the tvua that he has is tevo v'chulim malovim zevizeh. Im yesh loy eslim, mafrish naimem. Shim ein mafrish elo echad, if it'll only take one kul, loy niftah, so one pater, so one kul that he takes is really a half a kul, because the other half is chulim. So, shim ein mafrish elo echad, loy niftah, lefish zeh shehifrish, yes, chetzyoy, if it'll only take one kul, so half of this kul is chulim, yes, chetzyoy, she'ein sham, she'ein maisa chalolo. So this half of this kul with mice which not be chal, lefish u pot of yoymet. Avuk she'mafrish nayim, but if he takes two kul, harei Hashem, so now he takes two kul from these 20 kul. Now, in these two kul of these 20 kul, he says, this should be maisa. So there's one kul of tevel, which will become maisa. Avuk she'mafrish nayim, he takes two kul, harei Hashem, so the shame maisa will be chal ala echad. So it's chal on one of these two kul, upoiter eso asore amechuyovim, and upater the 10 kul, which amechuyim, he has 20 kul. But from the 20 kul, 10 of these kul are chayit, so the by taking two kul, he will make one kul maisa, and that upater the 10 kul, which were 10. Vaho leka lemeima, that you can't say. Dilme shneyem amufroshim bechelke shaloivet kechovim godle. So Rashi asked, if you hold ein breire, so I really don't know which is the chelik ha'akum, and which is the chelik, which is his chelik. So if I don't know, so maybe, so bishloime, the first eights of Rashi, that I have other tevil, and I'm mafrish from the other tevil, one kur and the 10 kur is good. I have 10 kur here, where the 10 kur is irrelevant, but I have 10 kur of tevil here. Now be mafrish from other tevil on these 10 kur. So that's gevaldik. But if I'm mafrish minei bay and I don't know which is tevil and which is chulin, so maybe I'm taking two kul of chulin. I don't know which is tevil and which is chulin. Maybe I'm taking two kul of chulin, and I'm saying this should be meiser on the tevil. So it's golnish mit golnish. So if you hold ein breire, so lechayre, so how could you be mafrish minei bay? Since it's tevel v'chulim u'rovim zebezen, I don't know which is the tevel and which is the chul. So Rashi says, v'ho leke l'meimet. No, that's not a problem. V'ho leke l'meimet dil m'shneim ha'mufroshim b'chelkei shalavit kechovim godli. Maybe these two that he's making maisa, these two are chulim, v'ein shei maisa chalaleim. So Rashi says, it's ziche not true. Why not? The Sanya b'gemara de Rosh Hashanah, we learned a gemara, a braisa in Rosh Hashanah as follows. Gabi chodosh v'yosham amurovim. If you have tvua which grew from the previous year, and you have tvua that grew this year. Now the halacha is, you cannot be mafrish min ha-chodosh ala yosham. You can't be mafrish min ha-yosham ala chodosh. So it says like this. Gabi chodosh v'yoshen amurovim. The kaimelon, it got mixed up, or you mixed it up. The kaimelon ain't termin mizel zeh. You cannot be toirim min achodosh ala yoshen and a yoshen ala chodosh. Uketoni, so it says over there in the baraisa, amur de kaitze, tsoiver es geironoi lesoichoi. So one mixes up, he had two piles of tvur. One was Chodosh and one was Yoshan. She know what he does. He mixes up these both piles together and he mixes it up very well to the best of his capability. And then he takes Tvuah and he's mafrish Trumeh Meiser from the Tvuah that he took. And the Gemara says, V'nimtza toire min achiyev shaboy al achiyev shaboy. I'm sorry. V'nimtza toire min ha-chodesh shaboy al ha-chodesh shaboy, min ha-yoshin shaboy al ha-yoshin shaboy. So it says over there, if you mix it up properly, So I can assume that it's sake mixed up. We say yesh bile, and I assume that it's mixed up perfectly, and I'm allowed to take tvue. That means if I have 10 kor of chodosh and 10 kor of yoshon, so I have 20 kor which are mechuyev. So I take 2 kor, and I say that this should be meiser on the taruvis. And I say yesh bile, and I assume that I have, just like in the chulin, which I'm going to make, there's this ma'urev, 10 kur of chodesh and 10 kur of yoshin, so that what I'm being mafresh, I say is also 1 kur of chodesh and 1 kur of yoshin. The chiheche, the ike chodosh v'yoshan bechulin, as the Bachskir said, just like when I mixed up the goyrim, I say there is a mixture, an equal mixture of chodosh v'yoshan bechulin, ike nami chodosh v'yoshan b'maisa. So I am not afraid that I'm taking more chodosh and there's less yoshon in what I'm making meiser, and it comes out I cannot be mafresh meisres on that because there's more yoshon in the taruvis in what I'm taking, there's less yoshon. I don't say that. I say yesh bile, and I assume it was mixed properly, and therefore what I take, I say, in what I'm being mafresh has the equivalent percentage that I have in the big taruvis. Ochenami, so Rashi says over here also, if you had the chelik ha'akum and the chelik ha'yisrael, I hold ein breire. I cannot be mevarer the chalokim. Ochenami nimtzo toirem min achiyev sheboy al achiyev sheboy, min aptu sheboy al aptu sheboy. So here it's also the same thing that whenever if I'll take 2 kur and these 2 kur, 1 kur is chulim, 1 kur is tevel, and that will help. I'm mafrish from the achiv al achiv and the ptur al ptur. Afilu leman de poligalei dahu, even though there in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah there's a machloikis, and one Madiyama says you cannot do this to mix up the Chodosh and Yoshon, and then be mafresh minei ubei, hoche moide, but he'll ziche be moide. The horse amudike lameimer ein bile. There is a svara to say it was not mixed up properly. Lo nivlu lu yofe. There's like a moire de kechidish to say yesh bile. To say yesh bila by grains of tvua, to assume with an accuracy that mamish it's mixed up perfectly, and the that would have been mafresh and that would have been nifreshan is mamish the same percentage. There is a svar to say you say ein bila, b'sheme ein chodosh b'maisa lefi cheshben hanoisa b'chulin. Could be there's less chodosh in the ma'isa than the chodosh is in the chulin. Ben yoshe b'ma'isa l'fi chashben ha'naisa b'chulin. Avol hocho yesh bila, but here there's zicha no shayla. Da b'chol chita b'chita yesh li'oivet kechovim chelik kivin da'ein breira. Here Rashi says, that means that's al kochoch, how the bailis of shutvis that means if there is an eitzah to be mevara the chalokim, so you say that's how the baile shtaltzachavek. So each one was koine half of the tvua. Which half was each one koine? The one which will be nizbara later. So then that's if I hold yesh breire. But if I hold ein breire, so I have no oifen to be mevara the chalokim. So how was the trilis ashutvis chal? So the trilis, since I have no way to be mevarer the chalokim, so the trilis ashutvis is that b'chol chita v'chita, half of the chita is the goyis and half of the chita is the yid. That's how it works, because there's no other way to say that the chalokim were chal. So you can see chabi mafrish min hayabay. Chiyafrish min hayabay, yesh per maisa min achiyot, kvi achiyot. So that what I'm giving maisa min achiyot, that is the mamish, the same percentage, the same ratio that there is in the chiyav of the chulin, min aptu kifi aptu. So that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, I heard that if you hold like Rebbe, ain't breire, you cannot be misaken the tvua. And Rashi says, I wish vehemently to disagree. There's two I find make you be misaken the tvua. If you have a tevel acher, if you have a tevel acher, then you'll be mafrish connected the amount of tevel there is in the taruvis. And if you're mafrish minei obey, so you take the amount of the whole taruvis, and then lamaisa, half of it becomes maisa, and half of it is chul. That's what Rashi says. But Tesefta did my matzosi. Rashi says, I found the Tesefta, the tevel v'chulin shenis arvu, em yesh loy parnosim okemacha meitzi lefi cheshbin. That the first eight of Rashi, if there's a taruvis of tevel and chulin, so you take other tevel and you might sell a fi cheshbin. Kloima, mafish mokamacha lefi cheshbin, tevel ze hamurif. That means whatever the ratio of tevel is to chulin, so you take from other tevel and your mafish be mafish on that tevel. Ve'im lav, but what if you don't have other tevel? Neitel min hachulen kevitrumas meiser shebetevel ve'eini yedei amal. Rashi, I don't know pshat l'tetesefte, so I found it. Now Rashi explains the machlokes of Rebbe and Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Rebbe and Rab Shimon Gamliel hochi pligi. This is the machlokes. Rebbe sovar im yesh loitevel acher. That means Rebbe holds ein breire. So we have chulin v'tevel morovim zebeze. So according to Rebbe, it's like this: im yesh loitevel acher, mafrish al ze lefi chetshe. So you only mafrish the half of what he got in his chelik. That means if he got 20 kul and you have tevel acher, you don't make two. I have 20 kul of two. You don't make two kul maaser, because you only have tevel of one, of 10 kul. So memele, so the half of what you acquired as your chelik, you're mafrish mi tevel acher on that half. Kaim mafrish mokam acher lefi cheshbin. Lefi cheshbin tevel zeh meurav. Ve'imla, if he doesn't have tevel acher, neitel min achulen, kvi, no. But what will be if you'll take from your other tevel, you'll take two kul, so then the nimsa marbe b'maisreis. So you had tevel, you took two kul of tevel, and 10 kul of chulim. So it comes out, so you marbe b'maisreis. Maisreis is only one kul and 10 kul, not two kul and 10 kul. The nimsa marbe b'maisreis, or maisreis of mikul kolim. So now in these two kul, one kul will be maiser, and one kul will be tevel. V'zeh mesukin. But the 10 kul of his will become mesukin, because I took off one kul and the 10 kul. I took off another kul also. That didn't become maiser, that remained tevel. V'oid nafkemine. Another nafkemina according to Rabbi, shei mafrishim mizeh al tevel acher. You cannot be mafrish, you cannot take a kul of this tvuim and be mafrish al tevel acher, because this kul is only half a kul. So you can be mafrish al tevel acher. Rab Shimon Gamliel sovar, yesh breire. Rabbi Shimon Gleiber holds, yes, Breira. Kivin Shecholku, so since they divided now, so I say that the chelik that he took was always his. Rechelke shel Yisrael kulei chayim. So the chelke of the Yisrael is completely tevel. Vafilu hu bo lahafrish olavi mokem acher, mafrish lefi kulei. If you want to be mafrish from other tevel, so you have to consider that my chelik is kulei tevel, so is mafrish. Mafrish lefi kulei. And his mafrish lefi kulei. Ba'ashem chal al ma'isroisov, musukonim heim. So then, the kuloi, that means if I have 20 kul of tvu, and we hold yesh breret, so all 20 kul are tevel, and the shem ma'isroisov chal on the two kul. Musukonim heim. Vimrotz al hafrish mizal mokim achem mutter. Bekitzel, this is, so Rashi was mavayar what aloch is according to Rebbe, Mataloch is according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, the Gemara wants to say another mahalach in the machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Loi. That means, till now we were saying, Rabbi Loi holds that there's a ptur of shutvis akum by trume, and Rabbi Loi learns out Reishis Ageis from Trumit, so there's an extra Tzoyncha that comes to Pater Shutfis Yisrael. Vibo Yiseimo, now the Gemara wants to say a new Mahalach in Rabbi Loi. Tavayu le Rabbi Loi mitzoyncha nafke. Fakert, Rabbi Loi does not learn out in two steps, but we're learning till now. First he learns out from Trumit, that Akum is Potter. Then he learns out from Tzoyncha, that Shutvis Akum is Potter. And then he learns out from Tzoyncha, that Shutvis Yisrael is Potter. No. Rabbi Loi holds, Tavayu le Rabbi Loi mi Tzoyncha nafke. You don't learn out from Trume anything. He learns out from Tzoyncha. Shutvis Toivet Kechovim, my time, the loy meyachtolay, the Yisrael nami loy meyachtolay. Rabbi Loi holds you need tzoyncha that's miyuchet to you. If the shutvis akum, it's not miyuchet to you. If the shutvis Yisrael, it's also not miyuchet to you. So from one tzoyncha, Rabbi Loi learns out a ptur of shutvis akum and a ptur of shutvis Yisrael. That is the svara of the Rabbi Loi. The Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon say, no, you cannot learn out two limudim from Tzoyncha. Oyved kechovim lav barchiyuvu. A goy is a lav barchiyuvu, so it's not miyuche to a barchiyuvu. It's not Tzoyncha shalchiyuvu, it's not completely Tzoyncha shalchiyuvu, because a chelet belongs to a goy. Yisrael b'achi yuvehu. But if you have two yidin, so it's tzoin of b'achi yuveh. It's a loshen yochid, so all yidin are called b'loshen yochid. So therefore, the chachamim hold, you can only be mamayit from tzoincha, only shutvis akum. And Rabbi Loi holds from tzoincha, he can be mamayit shutvis akum and shutvis Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. V'boyis eima loy titchak lemeima hoda arbe. Like this we had epis. We had reishis hipsikinyin, and then the vov is hoda arbe, which was a shtikul doichik. We don't learn out pechlau from tumen. The tavayu, bein shutvis oivet kechovim, bein shutvis Yisrael, rabbi loy mitzayin chanavke, the beinin miyuchid loch, it has to be miyuchet to the bailim. V'loi shutvis. Shutvis is not miyuchet. And it's irrelevant who the shutvis are. Loi shna David kechom, v'loi shna the Yisrael. That's the svara of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi from one tzaincha is mamayit sai shutvis akam, sai shutvis Yisrael. For the same reason, because it's not miyuchet loch. You need tzaincha. And the Chachamim hold Yisrael b'achiyuvu. So that's called Zayin Chatz Yiddish Zayin. V'chol Yisrael Nikroim B'loshin Yechidi. Or that says Pasta Loshin Yochid. So Zayin Chatz means Yiddish Zayin. And it could be one Yid, it can be 10 Yid. V'loy Meyuchid Beinin. Ubervache uchalikre bot zayin sha yisov. It's Yiddish zayin that pasta loshen yochid. That's called zayin cha. If it's shutves akum, so you don't have, it's not meyuchet zayin shalchiyev. There's zayin shalchiyev in zayin shalptu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, we'll see in Taisvis, now Rove is going to this. According to this Mahalach. Now the Gemara Tzara Yisoid, that Rabbi Loi holds, whenever it says, Aloshin Yochid, Tzaincha, so we Mamayit, Tzaincha means Miyuchid Locha, and from that we Mamayit Shutfes Akum and Shutfes Yisrael. Omarove, Moide Rabbi Loi Betrumim, by Trume Rabbi Lois is Moide that Shutfes Yisrael is Chayit. Av Agav Dersiv Degon Chom. By Trume it says Degon Chom Meyuchid Loch Didoch Ein De Shutfes Loi. Av Alpike In Kosov Rachmonem. Trume Yiseichem. Others are there is Trumaschem. That it's Aloshin Rabbim. So it says, so weißt doch is, it's a truma of a rabbin. So weißt doch is, that Shutfes Yisrael is chayiv. So have a special ribui, that from the goncha we are not memayit Shutfes Yisrael. Because it says trumaschem. Elo the goncha lomoli. So why does it say the goncha, miyuchelach? Muti Shutfes Oivet Kechavim. That's coming to memayit Shutfes Oivet Kechavim. Chala, now we're going to go in a multitude of cases, according to Rabbi Loi, that even though Rabbi Loi holds that Yudarshin Miyuchid Loch, and as Miyuchid Loch we should be Mamayit Avila Shutfes Yisrael, Afal Pikein I have specially Mudim that tell us that Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv. Chala, Afal Gav Dersiv Reishis, it says Reishis. Reishis Arishis Seichem. Ve'ikele Meima. Neilef Reishis Reishis Mireishis Hageis. So Lachayra Aishalunafim Reishis Hageis. Now Reishis Hageis, according to Rabbi Loi, Shutfes Yisrael is also Potter. Is Ma'ala Holon the Shutfes Loi, Afkan the Shutfes Loi. Kosav Rachmona Arisai Seichem. It says Arisei Seichem Aloshin Rabim to come to tell us that no, that Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv. So I learn out only that Shutfes Akum is Potter, but Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv. Frech the Gemara and Shuldik ala taima de kosev Arisei Seichem. That means you're telling me according to Rabbi Loi, the only reason I have to say that Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv is because of a ribui. Or else I would learn out Lekule that Shutfes Yisrael is Potter from Reishis Hageis. Halav Hochi Avamina Neilav Reishis Reishis Mereishis Hageis. Adarabe Neilav Mitrume. Let's learn out from Trume. By Truma says Reishis Tagoncha. By Truma we just said before Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv. So Memele, if you have a Reishis by Chalo and you don't know from where to learn out from Geis or to learn out from Truma, so I should say Lechumre Makshin, you should learn out from Truma that Shutfes Yisrael is Chayiv. So why do you need a Reishis Seichem? So the Gemara says Neilef Mitrume. Achinam, you're right, Take. I should learn now from Tum. Ela Arisei Seichem Lomali. So what's Arisei Seichem coming to tell me? Kedei Arisei Seichem. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Omar Rav, Afal Pi Depota Rabbi Loi Bishutves Tereishis Ageis. Even though Rabbi Loi, Pater, Chutzus, Bereshis, Agreis, Meidu, Bukhol, Hani, Da'omer, Lekamei, all these things we're going to learn. Kol chad v'chad ken maforish taime, there is Meidu that Chutzus Yisrael is chaye. It says, Truma Yisei Chem, Mashma Lishnaim, it's vices, it's a Truma of Chutzvim. So the Gemara asks, the Moses Bachala, I would learn out from Reishis Agreis, that Shutvis Yisrael is Potter. So that's why it says, Arisei Seichem. So the Moses says, why should you learn from Reishis Agais? Learn out from Reishis the Gontra, Adarab, Leilav Mitrume, Lechiyuve, the Betrume Namixi Reishis, the Shutvis Chayevisbo, the Kula Vechumre, Lechumre Makshinam. So let's learn out from Trume. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ake. So that what Shutvis Yisrael is chayim, I don't need a Risa Seichem to tell me that it's chayim. So why do you need a Risa Seichem? Lama likro a Risa Seichem. Lechiyuve b'Shutvis. I know Shutvis already from Reishis the Goncho. Mo says, a Risa Seichem is coming to tell me something else. Kidei a Risa Seichem is coming to tell us how large the Issa should be in order to be Mafrish Chala. B'midbar nitna lahem Teire. The Teire was given to them in the Midbar. So when the Teire wanted to give a Shir of Chala, so the Teire said, you know what the Shir of Chala is? The Issa that you make in the Midbar, and everyone will see there was a standard Issa that everyone made, that's the Isa Arisa Yiseichem. That is the Shir Isa for Chiyev Chalem. Vishom Nema, in the Midbar, they were told a Shir, Kedei Arisa Yiseichem Shal Achshav. The Arisa that you are making now, Chayev Chalem. So if you'll make it out of Kemach, it's Chayev Chalem. Vekama Isas Midbar. Now the Isa they made in the Midbar seems was from the Mon. Is Oymel Agolgoyles. So each Yid had an Oymel Agolgoyles. That was the Arisa Yiseichem. Now, how much is an Oymel? So Rashi makes now a mathematical cheshbon. Veha Oymel Asiris Eifo. A Oymel is 1/10 of an Eifo. Ba'cheshben oila, we'll see soon how the cheshben works, but the cheshben is a oima, which is a tenth of an eifa, is chamisha lugim tzipoiriyim, is five lugim in tzipoiri. Now the lugim in tzipoiri were bigger than that wasn't the midbar. Shehem shiva rivoim in the void midbariyis. That means if we cheshben with the midos they had in the midbar, so this is 7 roiva hakav and a little bit more. Shehem, and now will be a little bit more specific. What is the shir arisei seichem? What is the shir oimer? Shehem mem gimel bayim. It's 43 bayim v'chaimish bayim. Now, how do we derive this cheshben? Now we're going to figure out how big an oimer is. An oimer is a siris eifa. So let's figure out how much an eifa is, and then we'll get to a siris eifa. Eifa shalosh soim. One eifa is 3 so. So sheishis kabi. In one so is 6 kabi. So how many kabin are there in an eifa? There's 18 kabin in eifa. Re eifa yutches kab. Fine. So in an eifa we know there are 18 kabin. Kav dalid lugim. There's dalid lugim in one kav. There's 18 kabin in an eifa. So we multiply 18 times 4. Re eifa ayin beis lugim. So an eifa is 72 lugim. Asiris dido kamo. Now what is 1/10 of 72? Because that's asiris eifa. Have a shiva lugim, l'shivim lug. So I have, for 70 lugim, I have 72 lugim. From 70 lug, I have 7 lugim. Ulishnei lugim, now a lug is 6 bayim. So 2 lugim are 12 bayim. Ulishnei lugim, shein yud bayis bayim. So I have here a tenth of 12 bayim, asiri shalem. So a tenth of 12 is 1 2/10, is beya v'chaimish. So that's a beya and a chaimish beya. Harei shivas lugim u beya v'chaimish beya. So that's the shir chalo, 7 lugim and a tenth of 2 more lugim is a beya v'chaimish beya. Now let's make the cheshbon in bayim. V'halug shisha bayim. One lug is shisha bayim. So I have here, so in 7 lug, I have 42 bayim. And then I have another 2 lugim, which is a bayim v'chaymish bayim, alay mem gimel bayim v'chaymish. That is the shir by chal, and that's kedei arisei seicha. Zog the gemara weiter. Peya, af al gav dechsiv sodcha, even though it says sodcha, and according to Rabbi Loi, we should be made shutfis Yisrael, didoch ein shutfis loy, kas vachmona bekutzachem eskitzir arzachem, arzachem, so arzachem means afilo shal shutfis. Elo sodcha lo moli, so why do you say sodcha miyuchid lo, lo muti shutfis hevit kechomen. Bechayra, af agav d'chsiv, kol ha-bechayra ashe yivoleid biv kol cho uvitzayincha. Now, the kol cho uvitzayincha means ha-meyuchid loch, so lechayra shutfes yisho shepata, didoch hein de shutfes loim. Kos ha-brachmona, uvchayra is bekar chem, vitzayinchem. So we see clearly that shutfes is chayv, ela bekol cho uvitzayincha lamali, amuti shutfes akum. Now, before we see the next Gemara, let's just see Tosfos. Omar Rav Amoide Rabbi Loi Betrume. Dira de Sova Kelishna Basra. Rav is going according to Lishna Basra. Dein Svorel Amayit Shal Evit Kirchom and Tvei Mishal Yisrael. Lishna Basra is according to Rabbi Loi. You might Meyuchad Loch. There's no difference. Should for Sakam, should for Yisrael. Tvei Mishal Yisrael. Lishna Kam is a Memela. So therefore you need Ribuyim to tell me to be mar b'shutfes Yisrael. The lishne kamom, the less l'muti mechad kol shutfes ayvi kechom, lo shutfes Yisrael habetzoich b'chol hanu d'may sikro l'rabi shutfes Yisrael. According to the first loshen, Rabbi Loi also held that one miyut is mamay shutfes akum. And Tzoyinchot says this is a second miyut, so that's coming to mamay shutfes Yisrael. Zot the gemara mezuzah. Af al gav d'chsiv beischo didoch en shutfes loy. Kosa b'rachmon l'man yirbu yimeichem v'imei v'neichem. So it says, if you'll have a mezuzah, l'man yirbu yimeichem. So it seems that the bailim of the bayis are shutfim, l'man yirbu yimeichem. Ve'elo beischo l'may osa. So why does it say beischo? So here the Gemara says, "L'chederabe, Toma Rabo Derech Biyoscho Min Hayimin." That Beischo is coming to tell us that which side should you put the mezuzah? Derech Biyoscho, the way you enter into the house. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Arzachem Shoshnaim Huayim. B'Kolcha B'Tzayincha Kol Abchayr. Aksiva B'Chayris B'Kalchem B'Tzayincha Mafilu L'Shnaim. Derech biyoscho lebayis, the way you enter the house, ata keveya mezuzah, the way you enter the house, there you should put the mezuzah. Ushul nichnas lebeisoi raglei diyemina ayil bereish. When you enter the house, you enter with your right foot. Nimso sheyemin b'knisa hu derech biyah. So the right side, you should put up the mezuzah the way you enter the house. You enter the house with your right foot. So therefore you put the mezuzah on the right side. Nirideya in Simen Reish Pei Tes, Siv Beis, says as follows. What is the din if a person is left-footed? So Memele, so he should lachayr derech biyoscha, so he should put up the mezuzah on the left side lachayr. Zukta Ramo bein chilek bein imhu iter regul, mikol mokim meinichay biyamin dalma. You put it yamin dalma. That's a moltchay. The moltchay says even if he's left-footed, you put it on the right side. Zukta moltchay. The einoy doyma litfilin. Now, here we have a bikashir. When it comes to tefillah, we also have guidelines. Yod cho yad keya. You put it on the yad keya, which is for a righty, this is his left hand. For a lefty, this is his right hand. So, we go, it's relevant. So, the tefillah is tali, whatever he is. So, lechayre by mezuzah, it also should be tali. Derech biyoscha. You go in with your left foot, you should put it on the left side. Frech, this is the motre zakash. Vein daima letzvillim, the mezuzah hu lishmiris kol beisoi, v'loi loi levad. A very interesting teretz. He's got left-footed, but what's with the bnei bayis? Fine, that's the lotion of the beisheisher brings down the motre. Zok teshach, fine. That's very good. If you have a person who's left-footed, then the bnei bayis are right-footed. So he says, but what if he's the only one that lives in the house, and he's left-footed. Or all the bnei bayis are geraten in the bala bayis, are also left-footed. So the shach says, v'nire, the hu adin im levadai do bebayis, v'hu iter, and he's left-footed, oishe kodnei abayis itrim, you also put it on the right side. Now, kan shayla ben, what's pshat? Leidami litvilim, shei mitzvah shebegufoy. That's a mitzvah on his guf, so therefore you rechen with his guf. Lachain azlinin boso yamin didei. It's a mitzvah on his guf. It's yad, shaltam lois al, it says yodcho, it should be yad keya. So memele, so it's a mitzvah on my guf, so memele, I look at my yad keya. Mashenkein mezuzah, the einay elo chayvas habayis. Mezuzahs are chayvas habayis, not a chayvas aguf. Ocheinos linen boso yemin shel kol odom. Then you go boso yemin shel kol odom. It's very unclear what the shach means. That it's a chayvas habayis, but then you don't look at the personal bialim. It means if it's a chayvus habayis, it's the mamela when the Torah said that there, so the Torah did not want to differentiate who the bailam are, since it's not a chayvus habayim, it's a chayvus habayis. Others want to say, the Kuntres HaMezuzah wants to say that, could be pshat is, maybe that's pshat in the Mordechai, he says, since it's for the shmira of the bnei bayis, so if you can't say that. So since there's different, let's say if there be different people in the bayis, so you would have a problem where to put the mezuzah. For this person it's on the right, for this person it's on the left. So al kochoch the Torah was not done according to the bala bayis. The Torah was done. Some of derech klal, maybe right people are right-handed. You go bosa yamin shel kol odom. Let us just see Taisvis beischa derech biyoscha. Taima amaylei omar shutfis toivi kechovim kidekoma bochalhani delel. The more by all others, the more the nature that vaker to shutfis Yisroel is chayev. So it's coming to tell me. Shutfes Akum is Potter. The Ritva, there's a Mordeke Teretzi from Rishonim. The Ritva says, the Lekala Meimed the Osi Lemute Shutfes Akum, ואפילו היה בייס כולי של אקום, בישראל דובו חיה במזוזה, וקיימלון דמזוזה חייבס הדורי, בישראל בכל מוקים צורך שמו. אמור דקה ריטווה, ממסר רבי קוויגר נצ'ובה says this is totally in the מחלקס הראשונים if a seicher is chai b'mezuzah min ha-teira. If you hold a seicher is chai b'mezuzah min ha-teira, so we see we don't need beischol. We say it doesn't have to be his bias. Mezuzah is chai b'shador. So memela, if it's chai b'shador, the gather is because whoever lives here needs shmire. So memela, what's the chilek if it belongs to a goy also? The ritva makes a kal v'chema. What if I'm living in a goy's house? I rent the goy's house. I'm living in a goy's house. I also have to put up my mezuzah. So shintas akum shintata. So Rabbi Kevega, this is very good if you hold seichas chayv min ha-teira. If you hold the seichas chayv min ha-rabbonon, then it's not so poshut. So you don't have a raya. So then take you need a bailus to be mechayiv you. So may as well, let us say that beischol is coming to be mamayiv shintas akum.